Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Radioactive Melting Pot. So I just want to introduce you to this segment. This segment is just an open thing that, you know, just have on my mind. So I always watch like different things on Netflix. So I was watching a movie, and it was a series called 3%. So as I was watching 3%, it was just different little things. Now this movie or this show was actually filmed in Brazil, so it's like Brazilian artists. And if you watch the show, just so you know, heads up, it's going to be overlaid with the English language, but it's actually out of Brazil. And the 3% is just an awesome show. So what I did was I was watching the show. I watched it last season, and this is the second season right here. I'm not sure if they're going to do a third season, but this season right here, basically what it's saying is if you have a society of people that utilize all of the I guess, if you want to say it, they use up everything. Like, they're using up the energy, they're using up the land, they're using up everything that we're doing right now. What do you do when you have somebody that you just demolishes everything? We to me, I've always had this idea, and you can disagree or agree, we're like a parasite on a human. And the way we work is we utilize and we eat up everything, and we're going to keep eating up everything till there's nothing left. You know what I mean? And that's what a parasite does. And I'm like, you know, I'm not saying we're parasites. It's just things like we have that that our culture has that mentality, like, use up everything that we have, all of the energy, all of the land, all of the this, all of the that, until it's all gone. And well, in 3%, the show that I was watching on Netflix, it was just basically saying, what happens if some individuals can come along and say, okay, I see you guys using up everything. What we want to make is a utopia of people that don't utilize that everything up, but we want the best of the people that are there. So once again, the best of the people that are there. So what happened is your Bill Gates, your Mark Zuckerberg, or whoever, those people that come up with all these different things that have this innovative or just different, you're just able to do things. They're just with their minds. Those are the people that go to this particular place, and they're the top 3%, right? So instead of having people here that just can't comprehend the 3% level, you're left in the 97%. But the show is really impactful, because I just was watching. I'm like, because I was just watching and I just reviewed the movie Infinity Wars, and like, I'm seeing like a connection, like, it's humanity. This is from Brazil, and then we got Infinity Wars, and both of them are like really correlating, because what they're saying is that humans are just taking over the planet, and we're destroying it, and we just need to just stop, and something or someone has stop this disease of just taking over and destroying the planet. And both of them have the same kind of baseline story. And I'm like, wow, it's just amazing. Why are we as humans not understanding, hey, we are using our resources, and we're just destroying our resources, we're taking our resources away. I mean, our resources are limited. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. If you think about it, how much time do you have on the planet? Most average people are right around 70-something. So what are you talking about? Your average time here on the planet, 70-some years, you've utilized gas, you've utilized air, you've utilized, let's go for example, paper. I mean, think about all the paper, pens, and different things that you use over your lifetime.
we are just sucking away the planet. And then you come back with these movies that just say, hey, hold on a second. We need somebody that's going to be able to take over and stop all this. Now, in Infinity Wars, spoiler alert, Infinity Wars, you had Thanos, and Thanos said, hey, let's destroy half of the population. And guess what? If we destroy half the population that's on the planet, then it will be better. Then, 3%, they were like, okay, let's send our best. And over to this side, guess what? They, and another spoiler alert, they can't have children on the other side, but you continue to have children on the side where no
degradation, like, is you can't, it's just poor and things like that. It's just amazing how our minds are going. You, if you think about it, it was just the whole. I don't know. I was just in my brain. I was like, how are movies going? Back in the day, you had the very first ones. You had like a musical, or no. Let's go back even further. No noise, no verbiage coming out, but it was people moving. But it was nothing where it was nothing where it was taken away. But then you got to the Indians, where it was the Cowboys and Indians, and now we're at the comic book era. It's just like we are continuing going and evolving into these areas where we're taken away from somebody all of the time. I don't know. I don't know. This episode has just had this segment that I'm talking about now is just all over the place. But whenever you start listening to me and you start to listen to me more, unfortunately, I'm like Kanye West. I'm like all over the place. But I do have like some ideals in my head and I try to figure it out. Like, why do we do the way we, why do we think the way that we do? Why are the movies coming out the way that they are? Why are we starting to have this mentality that we need to get rid of the population in order to survive? And it's just amazing to me how our mentalities are, and how can we continue to go on as a human race if the ultimate goal is to destroy us all? Just think about it. Like, because the thing is, if in order for us to move forward, do we have to stop doing what we're doing? Do we have to destroy who we are in order to move forward? You know, because we're just, a lot of our people don't care. You have people now that just still throw away, get a bottle of water, a bottle, after they drink the water bottle, and just throw it away. Just have a bottle of water left in there, you just toss it. We're wasteful. So I understand the Thanos theory. If you watch the Avenger movie, then I also understand the 3%. It's just amazing. But anyway, just think about it. You know, anytime that you hear my podcast or my segment, just go out there and, you know, just comment and just say, hey, this is what I think too, because it helps us have like a communication. And I just want to make sure that we are all communicating, because that's the biggest thing. People don't like to communicate. And when you don't communicate, you can't go on to the next thing. So just comment anytime you want to. I'm here. Once again, thank you so much for listening to Radioactive Melting Pot. I am your host, Michael Terry, but just hit me up. And as I always say, be all you can be and more. And guess what? I'm going to talk to you soon.